Oh, no, go and get out of here. That's where I'm busy. Go on.
Mr. Minnebaum, I want to see you on a matter of very grave importance.
Well, what is it? Speak up. I'm busy.
Well, how does one enter this music contest? You see, I know a very brilliant young man who would like to get into it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, Hector. Shakes, I never thought about that. Next time I see Mr. Hertz, I'll ask him, then let you know.
Yes, yes, I wish you would. This young man is a very rising young composer, and he's mighty anxious to find out.
All right, Hector, I'll let you know. Well, who's the fellow you're talking about?
It's me.
You?
Yes.
Don't make me laugh. I got a picture of you writing a song.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Is that so? Well, maybe you don't know it, but I wrote one of the biggest song hits ever published.
Yes. What was the name of it?
Oh, doggone it, you would ask that. Let's see, what was the name of that song I wrote? Yes, it was called You'll Soon Be Hamburger. Yes.
What? You'll Soon Be Hamburger?
Shoot, that don't seem to be right either, does it? The name was On Your Way to the Sausage Mill, that was it. Yes.
Hey, what kind of a song is that, On Your Way to the Sausage Mill? I never heard of such a song.
No, I guess that's wrong too, isn't it? Wait. Oh, I've got it. Headed for the last roundup.
Yes, well, you never wrote a song like that, and you know it. You ain't smart enough to write a song.
I'm smart enough to write one thing.
Yeah.
I'll bet I can write the name of a vegetable and only use one letter of the alphabet.
Write the name of a vegetable and only use one letter of the alphabet? What letter?
The letter O.
Let's see. A vegetable's nothing in the letter O. Oh, you can't do it. There ain't no such vegetable.
Is that so?
That's what I said.
Oh, is that so? Well, here's the dime. Mr. Winterbottom, a brand new shiny dime, what says I can.
Well, Dad, didn't you, Hector, you know what I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to call your bluff. I'm going to win that dime from you just to break you of that dad darn fibbing. Now, wait a second. Hey, you be left 2 nickels. Now, let's see you write the name of a vegetable and only use the letter O. Go ahead.
All right. Now, wait till I write on this here paper sack.
Just write the letter O now, mind you.
Yes, O, 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 pause. Oh. There.
That don't spell no vegetable.
The lickings, it don't. What did I put down there on that stack? What did I put there?
Well, you put 8 O's.
What's that?
You put 8 O's.
Yes, there you are. Potatoes. Get it? Potatoes.
Why, Dad, go and get... Thanks for the dime.
Come back here, son. You'll roll all time you hide. I'll break you down to get...
Mr. Winterbottom, what seems to be the matter?
Oh, that damn dude, Hector Smith. Was there something you wanted, Mr. Hertz?
Yeah, if you please. I would like to see Mr. Peter.
Yes, well, they've got his deliveries, but he ought to be back here pretty soon.
Well, then, I will wait. I should like to plan with him the rules and regulations of our music contest.
Oh, yes. In fact, Hector Smith just asked me about that. You're sort of wondering how you got into it, sir.
Well, I think we should make the requirements very, very high.
The why what?
Requirements. You know, to keep out the rabbits.
Oh, yes.
And another thing.
You're just the fellow we want. Mr. Hertz is here, you see. He's right here.
How do you do, Mr. Hertz?
How do you do?
Yes, we're just talking about the music contest. Mr. Hertz figures we ought to have some wire put up to keep out the rabbits.
No, not rabbits. Rappers. The lowbrows. We want to avoid all that class.
You want to do what?
Avoid. Starch. Duck.
Oh, duck. Yes.
No, we don't want the contest invaded by a low class of people.
You don't want what?
Don't you understand English?
Yeah, we understand it. Do you speak it?
Of course I speak it. I said we don't want the contest invaded.
Invaded what?
Invaded a duck.
Is there going to be anybody in it but ducks and rabbits?
Now listen, please. I say we must keep out all the people with low taste in music. The cohorts of jazz.
Danged if I can figure out what he's saying, Zeb.
A cohort. Don't you know what it is, a cohort?
Yes, of course you do, Eb. It's 2 pints.
No, it isn't 2 pints.
Well, it just certainly is. A quart is 2.
Not quart. Cohort.
Maybe he means carrots, Zeb.
I don't think carrots. What has carrots got to do with it? What could we do with carrots?
feed him to the rabbits.
Now, wait. Let's start all over again.
Yes, I think you better. We'll start all over.
I want to talk about rules for the music contest.
Yes.
Now, there are certain classes that we don't want in it.
Yes. Ducks and rabbits.
Yeah, ducks. No, that's all him with the ducks and rabbits. Had nothing to do with it.
Well, Dad, dingy, that's what I just said.
But I am speaking about people, not ducks and rabbits. People, musicians. Now, for the rules to compete in the contest, a person must be born in Palm Vena.
Yes, well, when's the contest coming off, Mr. Hurt?
Oh, in a week or two.
Well, isn't that giving the person, much time to be born, is it?
But they are already born. Already born.
Oh, yes, I see. They've got to be born before they can get in the contest.
Yeah, they've got to be born before.
Yes.
No, never mind about it. We won't have that rule.
Yes, maybe we better drop that.
But we must insist that every person competing must reside in Kornzenna. Now, how do you like that rule?
I didn't quite get that, Mr. Hirsch. They must do what?
They must reside, live for...
I like that, yeah.
Well, now we are...
Especially with onions.
With onions? You like what with onions?
Liver.
Yes, so do I. And say, maybe just a little bacon with it, too.
But we are not speaking about liver and onions.
Mm-hmm.
We are speaking about rules. Rules for the music contest.
Oh, rules.
Now, rule three. You and Mr. Peters and myself will be the judges.
You mean me and Eb's going to be judges?
Of course.
Eb, you hear that? Me and you's going to be judges.
We are.
Yes.
Well, by the Ginger River. That'll be fun.
Hey, see, that'll be mighty fine, Mr. Heck.
Well, now I'm glad that it meets with your approval. You might think over these rules, and if any others occur to you, let me know.
Yes, we'll do that.
Just call me at the Corn Vendor Hotel.
Yes. Say, by cracky, I'm thinking you're going to be judges, just like Judge Ellis and Judge Winters.
Well, how soon?
Well, right away, I reckon.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If I'm a judge, I'm going to stop that dad darn speeding through this town.
Yes, we'll get right on that tomorrow.
Yes, sir. A lot of fellers are coming through here 30 miles an hour.
Yes.
And the first feller I catch scorching, I'm going to send him to jail.
Yes, sir. Find him. Find him good and plenty. That's my idea.
Get that darn tootin'.
Find him 2 bits for everything. You got 2 bits?
Why?
Never mind. Get it out. I'm going to make you bet.
What kind of bet?
Never mind. I tell you, get out your 2 bits and put it on the counter there. This is going to be good.
Sounds like a dad darn fake to me. But there's my 2 bits.
Yes, and there's mine. And now you see this paper sack?
Yeah, I see it.
All right, sir. I'm going to write the name of the vegetable on it, and I'm only going to use one letter of the alphabet, the letter O. Yes, O is right. O.
Shep, you're crazy. You can't write no vegetable and just use the letter O.
Yeah. That's what you think.
Yeah.
It's a bet, ain't it?
Well, it's a bet,
ain't
but
gonna
you
back
can't,
out.
You can't do it, and you know dad darn well you can't.
Yeah, all right. We'll see about that. Now watch
you're
me.
Just making a dad darn fool out of
never mind. Now watch me. O. Pause. O. There you be. Hey, thanks for the 2 bits.
Hey, hold on a second. What vegetable does that spell?
Why, don't you see? It spells spuds.
You're crazy. Give me that money.
I mean, it spells... darn that heck. Darn his ornery hide. I'll fix him if he ever comes in here again. I'll get in the hideout.